Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. On this day in 1897, British-Italian engineer Guglielmo Marconi obtained a patent for radio in London. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, together with BVG chairman Sigrid Nakuta and the managing director of the Lesbian and Gay Association Berlin-Brandenburg, Jörg Steinert, hoisted the rainbow flag at the Rotes Rathaus on Monday morning to herald in Pride Weeks, which will culminate on July 27th with the Christopher Street Day Parade. Müller remarked, quote, "For me, officially raising the rainbow flag is more than a symbol. This is how we underline Berlin is committed to a humane, fair society, one based on mutual respect, in which diversity is seen as an enrichment and not as a flaw. The struggle for equality and acceptance is not a marginalized issue. It's everybody's business." The rainbow flag is a symbol of support for equal rights for LGBTQ+ individuals worldwide. In 1996, the town halls of Schöneberg, Tiergarten, and Kreuzberg displayed the flag for the first time, and, since 2001, also the Rotes Rathaus. According to the Regional Directorate of the Federal Employment Agency on Monday, the unemployment in Berlin continued to fall last month. 152,615 people were registered as unemployed in June, 816 fewer than in May. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 7.8% compared to the previous month. Compared with June last year, it fell slightly by 0.1 percentage points. The regional directorate currently sees good prospects for young people who are still looking for an apprenticeship. Bernd Becking, chairman of the executive board, remarked, quote, "Young people who want to start an apprenticeship currently have good chances of finding a job. There are still almost 7,800 training places open in Berlin." The number of those who have been registered as unemployed in Berlin and Brandenburg for at least 1 year fell much more sharply than the total number of unemployed, by more than 4,500 compared to the previous year, a decline of 10.7% in Berlin. The unusually warm June brought Berlin swimming pools the highest number of visitors in years. According to the Berliner Badebetriebe on Monday, more than 1 million guests were counted last month. This exceeded the previous record figure from July of 2013, when 978,000 visitors were counted. During the record heat of June on Sunday alone, 82,000 people flocked to local pools when maximum temperatures at several measuring stations exceeded the 38-degree mark. According to the German Weather Service, Berlin Tegel holds the new June record at 38.6 degrees. A forest fire on a former military training area near Lübten in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania has spread Sunday night to Monday and, per reporting, as of yesterday, is threatening more villages. The effects were also felt in Berlin, where residents reported smelling smoke. According to a spokesman for the Regional Mission Control Center in the Ludwigslust-Parchim district, about 430 hectares of forest were affected. After the village of Alt-Jabel, the village of Trebs, with 131 inhabitants on the western edge of the area, is now being cleared. According to a district spokesman, the total number of people who had to leave their homes so far is about 500. The authorities are assuming arson, and the environmental minister has remarked that it's the biggest forest fire in the history of the federal state. Authorities had initially given the all clear and announced that the fire had been extinguished. On Sunday, the fire broke out again. Lübten is located about 50 kilometers southwest of Schwerin and about 200 kilometers from Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.